Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
And so we work with people from literally A to Z. So we will hear your concepts. We will formulate with you. We can even get into, because we've been around so long in so many industries, you know, kind of the marketing or the branding a little bit, what's special, what's unique. And then we start to formulate, fill it in bottles, pack it up and send it out to the distributor or, you know, to your warehouse. And so we do everything from A to Z in that way. Now, when it comes to custom, that's where we have for about 10 years had pretty high MOQs for, you know, the common, or I shouldn't say, how do I want to say this, for more of like the small business. It was a little bit difficult to get to us, whether I liked it or not, you know, because that's the nature of custom manufacturing. So we're talking 5,000 minimum, you know, units per product or per SKU. Well, in the last 2 years, when the pandemic hit, obviously for many of us, a lot of things happened. I think even you did something amazing, right, Maria? I remember reading that you came out with your brand, if I understand correctly.
Yeah.
And we realized something I really wished is to be able to give more people the opportunity to have these formulas, to sell these formulas if they're small business. And so we opened our white label division, you know, where we really do have a little secret, some of my favorite formulas, but it's not, you know, it's nothing that is, there's not a lot that can be necessarily customized, but still so unique in the world. And so now someone can come and purchase, you know, 12 if they wish to start a business or use for themselves. So that's pretty special. And that's JDK Wholesale. So that's our new division.
I love that. I think that's so genius because it gives people the ability to be entrepreneurial in this industry, but not necessarily deal with all the costs that it takes to formulate. And I mean, it's challenging. I'm in it. I know. And God, I wish I met you 2.5 years ago.
Well, you never know, Maria, you know,
well, it's not too late. I'll be contacting you very soon.
Okay, wonderful. I can't wait to hear more.
You know,
and that's actually fairly common.
No, so. I will be, because, you know, we talked about CBD prior to starting our interview. If we can kind of jump into that a little bit, you know, my story with CBD was, I'm sure it's nothing unique. A lot of people experience this, but my personal story with CBD was the fact that I was buying the same brand and same milligrams of CBD potency inside each bottle, at least they said. But it wouldn't help me consistently with my migraines, which caused a numbness in half my body, which can lead to a stroke. And so, you know, for me, it was just a matter of I couldn't take too much and I couldn't take not enough. And then 500 milligrams worked perfectly, but then the bottles weren't consistent and the brands weren't consistent. And so long story short, I decided to connect with people and this and that, made my own brand. It's very challenging, you know, because I feel like there's just new things coming up daily,
right? You
know, with CBD, it's just new formulations, new this, new that. And I know it's the wild, wild west, but what, and it looks like you've been at the forefront of this. I would love to get your thoughts on how you've seen the industry evolve.
Absolutely. Well, right. I think back because I've been in quite a few situations recently that have made me look at what my husband and I, Craig and Andrew, kind of walked through in the last however long it's been since 2012. So maybe 10 years, which anyone in the CBD industry knows that you're like a veteran, right?
You're a veteran. I mean, oh my God.
We should here I am like in his lineage. So when I hear 10 years, you're a veteran. I'm like, really? Okay. But, yeah. But when I look back, they are correct. I mean, what we have we certainly created the whole industry with the kind of forefathers or the founding people of the CBD industry. In 2012, I was pregnant with my son and I get a call from my lab because someone had walked in and they were part of like this whole team that first started CBD literally and said, you know, we'd love to just talk to Dr. Kim. I honestly don't even know how they found us because I never put out a sign. I don't get it. But I get a call and they say, you know, someone would really love to work with you with cannabis. And I hung up the phone on them. Team, I said, no, thank you. You know, like, what are you talking about? Please don't call me about this again. I'm being a little extreme here, but that's how I felt because, you know, this is not, I'm about ready to have a son. I all of the things.
You don't want to be associated with it.
No, I didn't want to be the queen of cannabis. I get what was going to, you know, but lo and behold, I, on the other side of it, in all seriousness, I do know what this incredible plant, hemp, cannabis, what it does. And I can't remember if it was right before we started our interview or not, but what you had said to me, Maria, is that you know and you are aware that it goes back thousands of years. Well, I am so incredibly happy to hear that, because in the very beginning, that was what I came to the table with. I knew how important this herb is. And so at first I said no, and then I heard they were persistent. And then I started seeing they were helping children, you know, different seizure disorders. And I thought, okay.
But I think you know which brand you're going to talk about.
Yes, I probably won't even name a brand. Everyone always wants me to name a brand. But
I know.
Really amazing ones, but I cannot. And I take that very seriously.
No, it's okay.
You kind of always know where I'm behind.
I know which brand it is. Yeah.
Yes. And so I thought, okay, I've already been at the forefront. And currently, I mean, I'm still am as far as I'm concerned, of the natural products industry, of the herbal products industry. So here we go. On this kind of cannabis, at the time CBD, right, industry. And I thought, okay, I have a feeling, my gut is telling me that this is going to grow huge, and it's going to make a huge difference in people's lives. So I will agree to do this because I'm not afraid. And I really, when it really affects that many people, especially in the herbal medical world, right, then I would rather jump forward and educate properly, because I already had a feeling, just given the nature of the ingredient, that there could be a lot of detours that could happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I refused to let people walk down those paths. And so I jumped in and started working with these people, created incredible products from starting internal. Then I created the world's first, luxury skincare, CBD skincare line, which was really amazing. And we went down this road, and certainly I think that we made myself and my lab, you know, I educated around the world. I still do, of course, not in the last couple of years, but it looks like it's opening back up, educating what this ingredient is, and also educating that even though this is one of the 50 fundamental herbs of Chinese medicine, it is a superior herb. Sometimes those are almost always my favorite herbs to work with. We're talking ginseng, astragalus, you know, you name all of the powerful herbs, those are superior herbs, which means they're very effective for your body without a lot of side effects. That's a really powerful thing. But also, as you've heard me say many times, true herbal medicine, true formulation is the synergy between ingredients. That is herbal medicine. So although this herbal ingredient is so amazing and can do so many things, the proper way to use it is by combining it properly with other herbal ingredients. And so that's kind of what we have set out to do. And we certainly have played a big part still working with huge companies that are jumping into the CBD industry or wanting to get started, you know, kind of anew. And so that's our history with CBD. But I have to say, actually, Maria, that I could not be more grateful for this ingredient, because in the last 10 years, I have seen people's eyes get opened to alternative, not alternative, but like the integration of medicines. I like that better, you know, more than I could have ever imagined, because it created such a tsunami effect of what is this ingredient? And it really does help, especially the formulas we make, you know, and I started to see, you know, the reality that I was able to reach so many people because of the interest that may not have ever even looked towards herbal medicine. So, you know, I'm very grateful for the fact that that kind of came into our lives and where it's going. Although you do have to be very careful in these industries, as with anywhere, to be honest.
Well, it looks like you guys are doing what's good for the people, and your background definitely validates that, you know, it helps, because nowadays a lot of different people get out there and start their companies, and you look at their backgrounds and you're like, well, what do you know about this? Who have you hired? Have you hired the professionals to help you formulate this and so on? So, and I feel like you're making a difference in so many people's lives at a huge scale this way, versus if you had your clinic, you only have certain number of hours in a day, and you can only help one-on-one certain number of people in a day. And this way you're impacting thousands of lives potentially, especially if you partner with other brands. Now in terms of the industry, obviously it's still, I don't want to call it a baby, but it is. And it is they're estimating it to be a $22 billion industry, the CBD industry, if not more. You know, I would love to get your thoughts on, and I know that obviously there is a pharmaceutical company that already has a CBD medicine that has been FDA approved, but what's your thought on the pharmaceutical companies coming into this game? Do you think eventually they're all going to come and take it away? And
you know, my husband would be a good person to ask on all like the details of all of this, because I just can't even. I am half kidding, but half serious. But in answering your question, you know, to some extent, certainly, I could see that pharmaceutical companies can take this ingredient a certain way. but I have to believe, and I do believe, that the ingredient itself, this incredible herbal ingredient in and of itself, will always exist to us in this form. Right. I would imagine so. And there's a lot of parts to this ingredient, you know, meaning as a whole herb, you know, CBD is an incredible cannabinoid. Look at what it's done, because it works, you know, and it certainly is one of my favorites. And I still speak about it everywhere, you know, but there's also a lot of interesting parts about it. So even if we had to lose one aspect or component, you know, there's other ways to go about that. And the truth is, that's why even when I jumped into this industry, as many people as they did want to make me kind of the cannabis queen or the CBD queen, I joke, but I'm very serious about that. I was always very adamant with the people around me, whether they agreed or not at the time, like, I stand for herbal medicine, and this is an incredible herb for me, but please do not put me in the category where that's all we're talking about, because I won't do it, you know, because my wish is for people to understand the strength of herbs, herbal medicine. And so, you know, I'm talking about adaptogenic mushrooms now, which I actually combine a lot with powerful, superior herbal ingredients, like I told you before, and all different types of cannabinoids. So the world, quite frankly, Maria, is so huge on the things that can be done when you know what you're doing properly, that, you know, if I sat around worrying about those types of things, I feel like it would just stop every, it's just would block things, you know, in my mind and in the universe. So, yes.
We started it. So just remind the listeners again, where they can get a hold of you, and then tell us how we can get your book, where we can purchase it before finding you.
I appreciate that. So you can certainly find me and on my personal website, JanelleKim.com. That's J-E-N-E-L-L-E, Kim, K-I-M.com, where you can kind of find everything. Certainly a lot on the book, which is Myeongseung, The Korean Art of Living Meditation, as well as the medicine pillar, like I said, and the movement pillar, specifically for the herbs and formulation, whether it be white label or custom manufacturing, or just if you're interested, that's at J-B as in boy, K, wellnesslabs.com. Labs, because we have a few. We have one in Europe, some in America. And my book is very special to me as well. It kind of touches on, it's like the founding principle of everything, you know, of the way we live our life. It's called Living Meditation, because just as we sit to want to meditate, whatever that necessarily means to someone, or just have a quiet, calm moment to regroup, to be aware of ourselves, to change our perspective, how important it is to change our perspective, to broaden the way we look at life and how much more we can see and how much more balanced things can be. That is basically what Living Meditation is all about. And so it just launched on January 11th. My publisher is Watkins and Random House. So I was very grateful for that. And you can buy the book anywhere books are sold. I mean, Barnes and Noble, Target, Amazon is a popular one. So I just hope that, you know, all of these principles just continue to be shared and can help as many people as possible. And so I'm grateful. And then, of course, social media. I do my best to be consistent now. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, all the things.
Yeah, that's a whole different job in itself. But
sure.
Thank you for sharing the book. I actually, the timing could not have been better for me, because I feel like since I had my third child, things have just been out of balance for me, and feel overwhelmed. And obviously the exhaustion of having a newborn is one thing, but then to mentally just feel overwhelmed with whether it's thoughts, ideas, projects, it's really overwhelming. And I realized that I was looking at my daily activities, and I realized that meditation has been, I used to meditate daily, and the last 4 months I haven't been able to. I realized that that's one reason why I'm so off balance, and I'm just sometimes working on projects that don't have the highest yield, or just don't generate, let's say, revenue or whatever. And I get so exhausted. I'm like, I can't afford to spend time like this away from my child and do things that aren't efficient. And so I'm definitely going to get the book. I need to rebalance and get back to the norm. But back to educating people, I found that being in the CBD industry, that education is instrumental. People need to be educated, and especially the baby boomers who need it the most, but they look at it like, ooh, marijuana, oh, cannabis. And I have to explain to them, this isn't marijuana. You're not going to get the psychoactive effects. It's right. Explain everything to them. And we found that the educational piece was a job in itself.
Yes.
And And we started doing workshops. We have our flagship store in Studio City, and we started doing workshops. We invited a few doctors, psychiatrists, therapists to come in and talk about anxiety specifically, yes, as we were emerging back into the new norm post-pandemic. And we found that people appreciated the educational piece, but a lot of times they were still questioning it. So my question to you, as you're at the forefront, you're the queen of CBD, in my opinion, because 10 years is a long time. How do you feel when it comes to educating the public about this? What's your thought on that?
So I think that first of all, I could not agree more. I believe in people. And as I mentioned before, we're all human at the end of the day. And no matter what incredible new ingredient, whether it is or isn't, or a great new formula or vitamin or product or supplement, you know, it can be overwhelming for a lot of people. At the end of the day, as my teachers, my mentors have taught me, and it goes back for so long, and it's not just only our lineage, there's other lineages too, where this understanding of the human mind, body, spirit is so strong and so effective and has lasted, you know, has lasted the test of time.
Wow.
I find that it's very important sometimes to just, and this is what I love to always speak on, and I hope I even touched on that a little bit today, that we're all human and there's a certain way our body works. There's a certain way our mind works. And if we start to educate ourselves, yes, with all of the things, the details, the formulas, but also take a step back. And that's a lot of what I call myeongseung, which is translated as meditation in Korean. That's why it's the three pillars. It's myeongseung meditation, myeongseung medicine, myeongseung movement. To me, if I had to explain what that is, it's going back to the core of things, going back to the principle of things. Understand, start to feel and be aware. That ultimately is a huge part of meditation. So we can do that anywhere, Maria. We can do that if we're sitting with our baby and the baby is screaming. We can still do that. How am I feeling? You check in and understand how our bodies actually work on a very fundamental level. I'm certainly there to educate in any way possible. There are definitely people out there who speak a little bit more on this level. Not a lot, I know. But if we start to get to know ourselves at the end of the day, this is my belief, instead of giving more things for people to memorize, feel how you feel. You know, realize that there are certain core ways of eating, for example. That's one of the most important things. How we take care of ourselves, how we sleep, how much we let stress affect us. Because at the end of the day, we always have a choice. We might not be able to, as I said before, avoid situations that happen to us, our health, work, parenting, relationships, we can't. But when we're in a situation that makes us a little bit uncomfortable, even acknowledging right now, this is making me feel stressed, uncomfortable, whatever it might, depressed, it does not matter. And in this moment, I can decide, first acknowledge, this is how I feel. What am I going to do about that? And then see clearly, find people certain experts who whether it's skincare or healthcare, different wellness products or life, business, you know, you just have to take a step back, feel yourself, be aware and make a choice. Because everyone has a choice. You know, there's a lot of people, if you really check yourself, you make choices that are not good for you. That's just the truth, right? All of us. And so I think that's something that I feel right now, that's the way I'd like to answer your question and share, because I think that's probably the most important thing.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I guess my last question would be, God, I wish I had you longer. I have so many questions and I'm trying to pick the most important one here, but
we're the same.
But you know, for entrepreneurs juggling motherhood, well, fatherhood as well, we don't, you know, but juggling family and running, you know, your own company, whether it's whatever it may be, whether it's your practice or your company, or it's just sometimes, I think nowadays it's much harder than ever before, but also maybe easier than ever before, because now we can hop on Zoom and have meetings, yes, and we don't have to commute. And so it's a lot of changes at once. And for someone like me, I'm an optimist. So for me, and I've been in the tech startup space for the last 10 years or more. So for me, getting on a Zoom call was something, right, 10 years ago, it's nothing new, but I did notice that a lot of people, especially small business owners, just, right, this change really affected them negatively, especially for moms who were juggling kids, little kids at home, and also trying to get into meetings and so on. What's your suggestion for them? What would you suggest for them to do to just get through this difficult phase?
And I'm right there. I get it. As I briefly shared with you, I have two young boys of my own, 8 and 4. So all this started when they were 2, and you know, he's almost 9. So 7. So I get it completely, running several businesses. So first, I want to make that very clear. I hear you. And I'm sure many people listening or watching feel the same. So how I would like to answer that is actually something that I truly follow as a visual in my mind. And it's actually all my book is the chapters are called keys. I think that's important before I say this. So key number 8, the last chapter of the book is called Be Like Bamboo. Oh. And that is something, that's how I'm going to answer this kind of, I imagine we have to come to a close pretty soon. And this is one of the most important things in my life that I have ever found. And I've seen it in my lifetime help so many different people. Of course, this is what I've called it because that's what I visualize. We have to stay anchored. That's bamboo, right? You hear go with the flow. I'm all about that. But also sometimes we forget we have to stay rooted. Stay rooted in who we are, stay rooted in what we truly believe while we're staying open, but we have to stay rooted like bamboo.
Now, Kim, oh my God, you're such an inspiration. We have to end our interview. Remind our listeners where they can purchase the book and get a hold of you, you know, work with you if needed.
Thank you, Maria. Yeah, so just jbkwellnesslabs.com, janellekim.com. You can find the book anywhere books are sold, including Amazon, and certainly on social media, Dr. Janelle Kim. So I'm around. So thank you so much for having me, Maria.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.